The business committee was wise to take seriously the harms dioxin causes: IQ deficits, behavioral disorders, disrupted sexual development, immune system damage, birth defects, diabetes, and cancer. And a mother's womb exposes her offspring to the dioxins that accumulated in her body for years before conception. After they're born, babies continue to receive dioxin from their mother's breast milk. Why would the business committee vote in December 2010 to enthusiastically support OSGC, taking the Oneida tribe into millions of dollars of debt to invest in the incineration industry and build an incinerator on the Oneida reservation, as the resolution states? And why would the business committee reaffirm that dangerously foolish resolution on April 11th, 2013? Somehow, OSGC convinced the business committee that trying to turn a profit on dioxin was more important than protecting the people who'll be stuck with debts and disease. Here's what we know about OSGC. From bogus claims of not incineration, to no harmful emissions, to no stacks, to renewable energy, to plastics recycling, OSGC has told the public and elected officials several untruths. The following is an excerpt from the court transcript of Judge Mark Hammer's January 9, 2013 decision. The falsehoods attributed to Kevin Cornelius may have been stated by a former project manager. The judge says it wasn't true, there are no hazardous materials. The judge says the claim that all the harmful dioxins are removed wasn't true. The judge says it wasn't true that there are no smokestacks, no oxygen, and no ash. The judge says he wasn't satisfied about the truthfulness of the claim that carbon and ash actually could have been tested and go right into organic farming, nor about the claim there have been some dioxins but no PCBs. This all goes into slag here. The judge noted that an alderman was told that particulate matter, hydrogen chloride, nitrogen oxide, sulfur dioxide, mercury, and dioxins was all in the ash, but the judge says he wasn't satisfied that was true. So far, only one Wisconsin judge has judicially affirmed that the Oneida Gaming Commission counsel, attorney William Cornelius, is president and chairperson of the Liars Club known as OSGC. If the three-judge appeals court panel reaffirms the decision of Judge Hammer against OSGC, how will that affect the reputation of our gaming enterprise?
Leah. Yeah, we're not here to personally attack any GTC members or
community members.
Yeah, so let's tone it down a bit.
Okay. OSGC admits they plan to use pyrolysis and gasification to convert garbage into combustible materials and then to burn, incinerate them, and bury the ashes. Garbage sources they have talked about include tires, municipal solid waste, dairy waste, human sludge, and medical and hazardous waste. OSGC admits they will emit the following hazardous substances: dioxins, furans, formaldehyde, acetaldehyde, arsenic, lead, cadmium, chromium, fluoride, antimony, mercury, nickel, iron, copper, selenium, chlorides, hydrogen sulfide. OSGC's partner Alliance Energy's DNR application identified their proposal as an MSW combustor. According to EPA.gov, the NSPS regulations define municipal waste combustor to mean any device that combusts gasified municipal solid waste, including gasification combustion units. A municipal waste incinerator combusts solid waste and thus is functionally synonymous with municipal waste combustor. According to an email by Richard Angelbeck of the EPA's Region 5 Air Permit Section, gasification equals combustion equals incineration. Here's the justification for gasification equals combustion. We look to the NSPS definition of municipal waste combustion unit, which includes equipment that combusts gasified municipal solid waste, including pyrolysis combustion units. So, incineration equals combustion. Combustion includes gasification, therefore incineration includes gasification. Incineration turns landfill into skyfill and sends one truck of toxic ash to the landfill for every four trucks of garbage burned. The gas, smoke, and liquid solid waste that leave a facility will have the same mass as the solid materials entering the facility. Masses of gas and particulates will go up the stack, toxic ashes and solid waste will need to go to landfill, and liquid waste will also need to be managed. Now OSGC claims they want to recycle plastics, but incineration is not recycling. The EPA says recycling is activities by which materials that are no longer useful to the generator are collected, sorted, processed, and converted into raw materials and used in the production of new products. But this definition excludes using these materials as a fuel substitute or for energy production, which is exactly what OSGC proposes. Here's the truth about plastics to oil. Some companies have been caught lying about their finances to attract new investors. Companies are admitting feedstock costs are going up because they need higher grade plastics to make oil they can sell to refineries. Companies are admitting they often have to go offline to repair parts or fully replace parts more frequently than expected. Companies are admitting that the machines they originally proposed must be switched to newer models, and those have higher emissions than first claimed. The entire plastics to oil industry is totally dependent on society expanding the use once and toss mentality despite the true cost to humanity. Instead, we should toss out that short-sighted mindset and create incentives to dispose of the manufacture of non-recyclable goods in the first place and refuse to give corporations a way to falsely make their garbage seem like some kind of renewable energy resource. Kevin Cornelius said in the February 7th, 2013 Gali Wezox, "We want to be able to demonstrate that this works. Let the community see that it works, see that it is safe. Then at that point, we would sit down with the appropriate governmental entities and discuss where a full-size facility could go." What does he mean by a full-size facility if not the kind OSGC wanted to build in Green Bay? But how could a plastics-only facility prove anything about burning tires, municipal solid waste, dairy waste, human sludge, and medical and hazardous waste? When Kevin says governmental entities, does he mean the Land Commission, which rezoned the Oneida Business Park into an industrial zone more than a month before OSGC admitted it still hadn't done due diligence about using the wetlands area? Or does he mean the Business Committee, which reaffirmed a resolution for a dioxin-emitting incinerator on the Oneida Reservation and then claimed it was for the Green Bay Project? The logical conclusion is that OSGC's plastics-only incinerator is a stepping stone to a full-size dioxin-emitting incinerator. According to OSGC's corporate report model included in the GTC info packet, OSGC is supposed to disclose financial and familial relationships and connections between the corporation and other entities, as well as members of the corporation's board and key management personnel. Any financial or legal relationship, ownership interest, or any blood kinship within the corporation and its financial practices or partnerships shall be detailed in a structured and easy to understand format. Unfortunately, OSGC's disclosure report as of December 31, 2011 fails to include these important facts. OSGC President and Chairperson Attorney William Cornelius is the counsel to the Gaming Commission, which has contracts with OSGC affiliates including Oneida Generations for the Travel Center and Oneida Kodiak for construction projects. OSGC CEO Kevin Cornelius's mother, Amelia, is chair of the Land
Commission. Leah, we're not gonna go into tribal members and specific persons.
I respectfully disagree, Ed, because this is part of the disclosure report that OSGC is supposed to provide to the General Tribal Council.
I appeal the chairman's
council.
Decision.
We don't customarily.
We have a right to know these things.
I appeal the chairman's decision.
We are not going to discuss tribal
these
members.
These are elected officials. We can discuss them.
We're talking about a person who works for Seven Gens. We're not talking about...
I'm appealing your decision,
we're talking about his employment.
Chair.
Let's not go to... I said.